Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Light and Morning Podcast. I'm excited to welcome to the program, Margo. I'm Mark. Margo, what's going on? How are you?
I'm full of Thanksgiving turkey still.
Absolutely.
We had a wonderful Thanksgiving, did you?
Yes, absolutely. It was fantastic, and I'm rested and relaxed and ready for an amazing December. And our topic today is we're going to go into the miracle pie. Tell me how you came up with the title for that chapter, and which chapter is that? And as we continue to talk Light in the Morning with you, your book.
Yeah. The chapter is called Miracle Pie. I think it's, let's see, the fifth chapter of my book. And it's called a miracle pie because of the story, because there was literally a miracle pie. You know, we talked about this in another podcast, and it's really, really interesting to talk about miracles, because I found out with the miracle pie that miracles happen without us looking. It's when our attention is not there. That's why they're miracles. We literally can't see it happen, and then it just kind of pops up before us, and it's really something to experience. And that's why this took a whole chapter of the book. It's a short chapter, but I had to write it because it was so phenomenal. Anyway, you want me to tell you the story?
Yeah, absolutely. Let's just jump into that, because again, these situations and how they relate to certain things in life, it's very, very interesting. Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, and it's interesting because it showed me many things. First of all, this was about my friend Tom, and he died of cancer quite quickly, I would say. And we found out after we had already done the memorial service from this wise person that we should actually do the service, the memorial service, on the 10th day, because this person told us that the body would be more processed and the soul would be ready and more present. So apparently there's something that goes on the other side that in human life takes about 10 days in order for that person to be very present at their own funeral. So we had already done the memorial service. So what we did is we had a dinner party at my friend Anne's house. Anne was Tom's girlfriend at the time. And there was 17 of us at the party. It was just a small group of closest friends. There was a table in the dining room of 12 settings, and then five people were in the kitchen at a round table. And it was so interesting because we could all feel Tom there. It was palpable. We could feel him in the air, and everybody said that. Everybody could just feel his presence. And, you know, we were having dinner and we were telling Tom stories and laughing and crying and just really having a very deep, wonderful evening, you know, remembering Tom. And then at the end, all the plates were removed, and Anne, his girlfriend, comes over with 17 plates for 17 people for dessert. And she put them in front of Deborah and I, and she says, and Deborah brought dessert. Well, then she brings out this little pie. It's a small apple pie. And because it's apple and crumbly, you can really only, you know, if it were a cream pie or something, or pumpkin pie, maybe you could have made 8 pieces out of it. But because it was big and crumbly, you could only get 6 pieces out of this pie. And she put down 7 plates next to it. And I immediately said, I said under my breath, you know, I'm not having any. And Deborah says, I'm not having any. And then all the people around us realized that the only people who were going to get dessert were going to be the 5 people in the other kitchen who couldn't see how small the pie was, you know, and we thought, no problem. So we start cutting the pie, Deborah cut it, and I would take the piece, put it on the plate, and we'd pass it toward the kitchen. And while we started doing that, somebody asked me to tell a story about Tom. And so while cutting the pie and passing it forward, I was telling this story about Tom, and people were asking questions. We were laughing. And all of a sudden, I mean, after many minutes of this story, somebody said, okay, we all got pie. And we looked around, and everybody, that was somebody from the kitchen. So the kitchen all had the pie, but I looked around at the table and everybody at our table had pie. And Deborah and I looked at each other. We said loaves and fishes, and we looked down at the pie plate. There was a great big piece of pie that could be cut in half, and one given to Deborah and one to me. And then we all had pie. I'm telling you, I'm telling you, Neil, I have never experienced anything like that. I just started laughing. It's hard to even express what happened.
Yes.
Because we couldn't figure out what did happen. How did we all get by?
It's like the miracle of the fish, of how we were able to feed so many people. Yeah.
Exactly. And so, somebody mentioned there's only the people around us that really truly got it, that could see the size of the pie, see the 17 plates and see what was happening. Just the immediate people around me are the ones that really saw it. And somebody asked me another question. I started telling another story. And then after about 10 seconds, I started laughing. I said, you guys, wait a minute. Do you realize we all have pie? Do you realize that? And I was laughing so hard that the people in the kitchen came out to see what I was laughing at. And this friend of ours, Cindy, comes up and she sees the pie and she goes, "Oh, it's a miracle pie." And that's how the chapter got named, because she named it the miracle pie. And I'll tell you, that night I called Deborah and I left a message on her machine. I said, "Deborah, I'm still laughing. I still am just in awe and I can't get over it." I said, "Where did the pie come from? Did we cut a piece and it just automatically grew back, and we cut the same piece over and over until we had 5 pieces left? Did we empty out the whole pie and the whole pie came back? What happened? Where did the pie come from?" I woke up the next morning still just laughing in absolute disbelief over it, because I just have never experienced anything like that. And it was pretty incredible. I still can't tell you where that pie came from, because it was a miracle. And that's why I tell you that miracles happen when you're not even looking. Your attention is somewhere else and some miracle is happening. You're not allowed to see the miracle. It's a mystery. Oh my God. It was pretty incredible. I was blown away. We all were.
And so those are the things that you've tell in your book. And it's like, when you talk about specifically Tom in general, did that just remind you of Tom in so many ways, of what he did before?
It did. And just as I'm telling you this story, I'm remembering another little piece of this, because, it was such an incredible thing. We were kind of laughing and crying over this miracle. And I remember just laughing, and I kind of looked up, and in my mind's eye, I saw this vision of Tom. I looked up and it was a little bit to my left, kind of in the air. And there was Tom, and he had this white stuff in his hands, kind of like clouds, but it was obviously heavier than clouds, because he was taking them and throwing it up in the air, this cloud-like stuff. He was throwing it up in the air. And he was telling me that there's plenty, that there's absolutely plenty. It's everywhere and it's plenty. And that was a message for life, that we will never run out. And so it was, he was on the other side, just throwing this stuff in the air, like kind of laughing himself, going, "Margo, there's plenty in life. There's plenty." And that was the message from this whole thing. That was his huge message to me, that there's plenty. And I have to tell you, it didn't make me irresponsibly financially, but something deep inside knew that I'd always be okay. We always get to these points in our life, or maybe we don't. Maybe some of us never get to those points, but I have often gotten to these points in life where I'm like, "Oh my God, am I going to run out of money? I'm on commission." And it's just like, money is always a worry. And ever since that message from Tom, I have not worried financially. I've still worked really hard, and I've still been but that worry was gone, because I always knew from that moment on I would not end up in a ditch somewhere, sleeping in outside.
Money comes where you least expect it to happen in certain ways. And that if you work hard and do the right thing, and things are going to happen. Even if things start to look down for you, Margo, seconds later, something else pops up. So one bad situation leads to another great situation a lot of times.
And that's right.
Where we can lose hope for a second, and then before you know it, something comes and pops up that, I didn't think about that. I forgot about that. So it's a lesson
exactly.
We all have to learn, and we get these emotional situations, and then before you know it, something else popped up. Wow.
Yeah. And I'm fine. Yeah, exactly, Neil. That's exactly how it happens.
You absolutely, and this is something that you always try to bring to the table in the enlightened morning, is, Margo, when we've always talked, is you always look at, well, there's always going to be the next thing that's going to change our perspective. So when these problems happen, as we always will happen in life, the next thing happens, and then we kind of look, you know, we feel so upset about what just happened today. And then 2 hours later, everything changed. You're like, what?
Exactly.
What
exactly.
Happened?
Yeah. I know. What happened? Yeah. Yeah. The miracles are going on in the background. You just, there's just some big cosmic force watching out for us. You know, I'm a realtor, as you know, and I lost my assistant. She took a full-time job. And a couple of days later, I get this call from this person, this friend of mine who had a real estate license in Maryland. And she says she wants to get one in North Carolina. And is it worth it? You know, what's it going to be like? And she said, I guess what I'm really asking is, would you ever need an assistant or anything like that? And I just went, really? Yes. And she's incredible. I mean, she's already a broker and everything. And that was a little miracle, because I'm sitting here going, what am I going to do? I'm too busy not to have an assistant, you know? And so I just had a recent miracle too. And, you know, I think it's a good season to think about miracles, isn't it? Because we're all, you know, thinking of Christmas and either being with our loved ones or not being able to be. And do we have enough money to buy presents or not? And this is a time to really understand and appreciate that there's miracles in life, and there's plenty for all of us. There's plenty.
Absolutely. I think it's a great theme, Margo, and look forward to talking another chapter with you, and also talking about Christmas time and how holiday season we talked about, and Thanksgiving, how we can honor our loved ones and also try to speak to them, especially in this time of year where we can, the ones that have passed, have those conversations. It might be in a dream, as I had my father in a dream this last night. And I was like, he seemed like he was there. And it was a weird dream, but it was something where he was speaking to me. So these are these interesting things that we have to utilize and be open to our subconscious to bring to us, for sure.
And did he give you a message?
He kind of gave me a message. I have to more write it down and figure out what that message was, but absolutely.
Wonderful. That's great, Neil. I am really happy to hear that.
Absolutely. All right. So where can we check out the book and stuff? You know, lightenmorning.com, or it's available on Amazon, right? And people, this will be a great present. And when you hear, you know, the title of your book, Margo, always people have to remember is, we're going to hear about you being an undertaker's daughter, but really you're going to learn about the supernatural life and how to basically talk to our loved ones after they pass and have those conversations.
That's exactly right. And to realize that they're still alive. Hey, if they like the book, tell them to write a review.
All right. Well, sounds good, Margo. I appreciate you coming by, and thanks for stopping by.
Thank you, Neil.
All right, bye. Guys. That was the Light and Morning Podcast, guys. Take care.